The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, I'm sure that Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates don't have to put up with the habits of their co-workers around the office like the rest of us do. A leaked internal memo from the Chief Operating Officer of London's Financial Conduct Authority admonishing her staff about the shameful state of their headquarters listed incidents of abuse of cutlery, stealing plants, I can understand those, to leaving alcohol bottles in sanitary bins. Some people are reportedly becoming too at ease with their colleagues, leaving mouldy cups lying about, clipping their toenails, I am genuinely sorry if you're still having your cornflakes, or letting their smelly lycra linger in the air. But is this a problem also sweeping across Ireland? Liam Garrity has been finding out.
Okay, first a confession. I work from home, so the worst thing I have to contend with is my greyhound Rosie moaning to go for a walk. Rosie, shh. That said, she might just pip many other co-workers at the post, as HR consultant James Condon of HRP Group told me.
As long as there's a working environment, there's always going to be workplace friction. I suppose what we can do is try to approach that in the best way to minimise conflict and to create a harmonious working environment where possible as well.
But before we get round to minimising conflict, let's hear from the trenches.
Hi, I'm Shauna and I work in retail.
One pet hate of mine is, you know the way you have a canteen? I'm a teaholic, but you'd go in and say you have a cup of tea and you use the last water in the kettle. Like, it's just common courtesy, just fill the kettle back up, do you know what I mean? That used to really annoy me and I probably sound like such an ass, but...
That doesn't seem that bad. It doesn't seem like the worst. It seems like a mild annoyance
no,
at worst.
Not when you love tea. Or, no, a dirty canteen. That's a big one. Like... when someone has their lunch and they leave all their little crumbs around.
A lot of workplace bugbears seem to stem from the canteen. Here's Jean.
I think my key complaint is people who insist on eating specific types of fish, odorous fish, and using the company microwave, the communal microwave, because it lingers. And I remember hearing from somebody once that this could be an urban legend or a myth, that Chanel in Paris, you're not allowed to eat smelly food in their office. And I was like, I kind of agree with that.
You gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
You won't be surprised to hear that it's not just annoying co-workers. It also extends to annoying bosses. Here's James on his former boss.
We were in an office that had no kind of kitchenette or canteen or anything. And he sent around this company-wide missive explaining that we were not allowed to have snacks at our desk. His office had a plain glass window, which meant his snacking was also visible to all of the employees at the same time. And he was partial to a croissant. And as everyone knows, a croissant is the no man's land shrapnel of snack foods, because you take one bite and there are just bits everywhere. So he was hoisted by his own patisserie.
Hi, I'm Betty and I work in events. A couple of times I've had in an open plan office, slurping tea really loudly, coughing with your mouth wide open, shouting at somebody from the other side of the room.
Yeah. What is going through your mind when people are slurping their tea?
Oh my God, shut the up. Did your mother ever teach you to drink your tea right? Yeah, it's usually just this big kind of sound. It's just not pleasant.
But what about messy desks? James Condon again.
I think there's been a massive increase in clean desk policies, for example, primarily due to the rise in GDPR and necessity to have adequate data storage.
So you can blame GDPR for getting your messy colleagues to tidy up?
But it also doubles nicely as a way of making sure the desks are kept in a tidy environment as well. And it allows you to approach a situation in a business context, and you're not approaching someone in a context which is more personal and calling them maybe dirty or lazy. It allows you to approach a conversation in a more friendly way.
James says to look at the context behind some of these situations. He came across an office where an employee was constantly tapping a ruler on their desk, much to the irritation of his co-workers.
So this employee really was unaware of what he was doing, primarily due to the fact that he was new in the job and stressed in his role. And this was a mechanism of him allowing to release some stress. So he was more focused on his job than he was on his tapping. And when we brought it to his attention, it allowed him to become more aware. But it also, I suppose, allowed the company to identify a problem that they could help the person with and to reduce that person's stress and to, I suppose, reduce any animosity within the team as well. So it's a kind of a win-win situation for everyone.
Some final advice from Shauna.
You know, treat people how you want to be treated, basically. And treat your surroundings how you want to be treated. No one likes work. If you say you like your work, like, yeah, I know. Like, you know what I mean? We all obviously, to a certain extent, love our jobs and whatever. But there are days where you don't want to be there. Like, let's be honest. If someone says to you, do you want to go on a holiday? Or do you want to go to work? What are you going to pick? You're going to pick the holiday. So try and make it as easy as possible. And by making a little cup of tea with a clean sink, that just makes your life so much easier.
And that was Liam Garrity reporting there.